This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has one message for Americans and the world on the first anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Democracy won. Pelosi spoke at the Capitol just steps from where a mob loyal to Donald Trump laid siege to the building last year. In an interview with the Associated Press Wednesday, Pelosi said President Trump's supporters might have thought they were doing the right thing, but he had lied to them.
When a president speaks, people in their good nature would believe a president, but it was a big lie on his part, and for that he should be ashamed. For that he was impeached twice.
Pelosi said she's optimistic about the nation's future because those who tried to wreck its democracy did not succeed. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday vowed to hold accountable anyone who was responsible for last year's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, whether they're physically there or not. In a speech to Justice Department employees, Garland said prosecutors remained committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable.
The actions we have taken thus far will not be our last. The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under law.
His remarks come just shy of the one-year anniversary of the attack on the Capitol, and as the Justice Department has faced increased pressure from some Democrats to focus more on actions that might have inspired the thousands of pro-Trump rioters to storm the building. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Defending Australian Open tennis champion Novak Djokovic has been denied entry into Australia. We get details from Ed Donahue of AP.
Djokovic arrived in Melbourne to defend his title at the first major tennis tournament of the season.
Nice to be here.
But his visa was canceled. Djokovic received a medical exemption from the strict coronavirus vaccination requirements at the Open. Many Australians are furious.
I think it's a disgrace. We've all done the right thing. We've all gone out and got our jabs and our boosters, and we have someone that's come from overseas, and all of a sudden he's been exempt and can play.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Djokovic should be treated just like anyone else.
If he's not vaccinated, he must provide acceptable proof that he cannot be vaccinated for medical reasons.
Djokovic tested positive for the coronavirus in June of 2020. I'm Ed Donahue.
Protesters in Kazakhstan's largest city stormed the presidential residence and the mayor's office on Wednesday and set both buildings on fire as demonstrations sparked by a rise in fuel prices in the Central Asian nation escalated sharply. Police fired on some protesters at the presidential palace before they fled. They have clashed repeatedly with demonstrators in recent days, deploying water cannon in the freezing weather, tear gas, and concussion grenades. President Kasym Jomart Tokayev vowed to take harsh measures to quell the unrest and declared a two-week state of emergency for the whole country. The government resigned in response to the unrest. Although the protests began over a near doubling of prices for a type of liquefied petroleum gas that's widely used as vehicle fuel, their size and rapid spread suggested they reflect wider discontent in the country that has been under the rule of the same party since gaining independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell will seek a new trial after reports of a juror's experience with sexual abuse. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Attorneys representing British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted last week on sex trafficking charges associated with Jeffrey Epstein, plan to ask for a new trial after a juror in the case revealed he was a victim of sexual abuse. In interviews published by The Independent and The Daily Mail, one juror said during deliberations he told fellow jurors he was sexually abused as a child, and he convinced other jurors that a victim's imperfect memory of sex abuse doesn't mean it didn't happen. The judge late Wednesday said the defense should request a new trial by January 19th, with prosecutors to reply by February 2nd. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.